I repeat to you the instructions given your underling. Do not return, either in person or by any form whatever of proxy. The Eresian had as yet exerted scarcely a fraction of his power. Although the bodies of the two invaders were practically paralyzed, their minds had not been punished. Therefore, the psychologist said coldly,
"You are not now dealing with Helmuth, nor with any other weak, mindless oxygen breather, but with the Ike."
And by sheer effort of will, he moved toward the controls.
"What boots it?"
The Eresian compressed upon the eighth's brain a searing force which sent shrieking waves of pain throughout all nearby space. Then, taking over the psychologist's mind, he forced him to move to the communicator panel, upon whose plate could be seen the other seven of Boscone, gazing in wonder.
"Set up planetary coverage," he directed through ICAMP's organs of speech, "so that each individual member of the entire race of the Ike can understand what I am about to transmit."
There was a brief pause. Then the deep, measured voice rolled on.
"I am Eukonidor of Eresia, speaking to you through this mass of undead flesh, which was once your chief psychologist, ICAMP, the eighth of that high council which you call Boscone. I had intended to spare the lives of these two simple creatures, but I perceive that such action would be useless. Their minds, and the minds of all of you who listen to me, are warped, perverted, incapable of reason. They and you would have misinterpreted the gesture completely, would have believed that I did not slay them only because I could not do so. Some of you would have offended again and again until you were so slain. You can be convinced of such a fact only by an unmistakable demonstration of superior force. Force is the only thing you are able to understand. Your one aim in life is to gain material power. Greed, corruption, and crime are your chosen implements. You consider yourselves hard and merciless. In a sense, and according to your abilities, you are, although your minds are too callow to realize that there are depths of cruelty and of depravity which you cannot even faintly envision.